ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जायमुदीरहे। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Today we are taking the shlokas from Canto 10, Chapter 66, Text 4 and 5. Dutastu dvarakam itya sabayam astitam prabhu krishnam kamala patraksham raja sandesham abravet dutastu dvarakam etya sabayam astitam prabhu krishnam kamala patraksham raja sandesham abrave dutastu dvarakam etya sabayam astitam prabhu krishnam kamala patraksham raja sandesham abrave ಸ್ವಾರಕಮಾತ್ಯಶಿತಂ ಪ್ರಭು ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ಕಮಲಪತ್ರಾಕ್ಷ ರಾಜಸಂದೇಶಮಬ್ರವೇ
ಮಾತಾಜಿ
ದೂತಸ್ತು ದ್ವಾರಕಂ ತೇಷ ಸಭಾಯಂ ದಸ್ತಿತಂ ಪ್ರಭು ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ಕಮಲ ಪತ್ರಾಕ್ಷಂ ರಾಜ ಸಂದೇಶಂ ಅಬ್ರವೇ.
ದೂತ, ದ ಮೆಸೆಂಜರ್, ಟು ದೆನ್ ದ್ವಾರಕಂ, ಎಟ್ ದ್ವಾರಕ, ಏತ್ಯ ಅರೈವಿಂಗ್, ಶೋಭಯಂ Sabayam, in the royal assembly, Astitam, present, Prabhu, to the Almighty Lord, Krishnam, Krishna, Kamala, of a lotus, Patra, like the petals, Aksham, whose eyes, Raja, of his king, Sandesham, the message, Abravit, spoke. Translation and purport by disciples of Prabhupada. Translation: arriving in Dwarka, the messenger found lotus-eyed Krishna in his royal assembly and relayed the king's message to that almighty Lord. Please repeat. Arriving in Dwarka, the messenger found lotus-eyed Krishna in his royal assembly and relayed the king's message to that of Almighty Lord. This is the next sloka. Vasudevo avartinoham eka eva na chapara bhutanam anukampartham tvam tu mitya vidam tyaja. Translation and purport. On Paundraka's behalf, the messenger said, I am the one and the only Lord of Vasudeva, Lord Vasudeva, and there is no other. It is I who have descended to this world to show mercy to the living beings, therefore giving up your false name. Purport. Inspired by Goddess of Saraswati, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the real import of these two verses. I am not Vasudeva incarnate, but rather you alone and no one else are Vasudeva. Since you have descended to show mercy to the living being, please make me give up my false designation, which is like that of an oyster claiming to be a silver. The Supreme Lord will certainly comply with this request.
Om Jnanam Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Ena Tasmay Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Sajivam Svadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitam Sham. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Pri Vahcha Kalpataru Vyascha Krupa Sindhu Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. I need the blessing from all of you Vaishnavas so that I can speak and get myself purified. So, this sloka, this chapter gives Paundraka the false Vasudeva. And here actually when Krishna was there, that time Paundraka could make that attempt to meet the Supreme Lord, claiming that he is Vasudeva. So at that time Supreme Lord was there. Now at present Lord is not there in Dwarka. So still there are so many people are claiming as Paundraka. It's very common because they wanted to enjoy their life. It's very common. And most of the people, they wanted to become God. They wanted to merge with God. So many things. And they wanted to show that all powers. So, Srila Prabhupada used to explain all those things because there are so many people nowadays, especially in Kali Yuga, they are increasing. Because it's a very good business, you know, becoming a supreme power, you know. People, there are so many people who will go over there. And actually I am recently when I was there in Jagannath Puri, you can see this time there's Namakalevaram. They were changing their deities after 12 years normally, but this time it was more than 19 years. But the fact was that more than 45 lakhs people were there. They were present there. Just see the Bharat Bhumi, how the souls are really wanted to get the darshan of Lord. They wanted to hear about Lord. They wanted to worship Lord. They are hankering. That we can understand that. And even before that, couple of days before the Rath Yatra, the entire Grand Road was more than the Rath Yatra crowd. Entire street was filled with that. It is amazing. And here actually Srila Prabhupada used to say that in spite of all those big crowds and so many institutions, and you have to take some perfect pure path, it is a very difficult job. And still our Srila Prabhupada used to fight for all those things, and he has followed the principles of footsteps of acharyas, so he could succeed. He could succeed because he could succeed make lakhs and lakhs of Krishna conscious people. That is one of the great success. So when Prabhupada, one of the instance I wanted to give you, that it was in 1972 Mayapur. So there was GBC meeting. So GBC meeting, you know, people bring all their progress cards and all, what is their planning, and they will speak about their management of the temple. You know, so many things. We are going to expand it, so and so. You know, so many plannings. Normally it is there with GBC, governing body meeting, committee, commission. So they were all waiting for Prabhupada to come. All they were with their files and all. Big yojanas. So, you know, everybody wanted to express their progress. So Prabhupada entered and asked, I am going to ask you one question to all the GBCs. That question is, do you have faith in Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead? I have that full faith. Do you have that full faith? People were so astonished. How come we bought all these agendas and all the discussion is, this is quite different. Some said yes, some said no, no. They were all confused. This this question is such a question. We don't know. They never even, you know, thought that Prabhupada will ask such question. Prabhupada said, if all GPs, if you have the full faith, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, within 18 days we can make the whole world Krishna conscious. Prabhupada, you can see this, you know. And Prabhupada spoke on that, then he adjourned the meeting, he went away. He left that. He never even went to see that other details of the files and all. Actually, this is the theme, actually, what we have to get it. Because unless and unforth we sing, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we don't realize it, or it should be rooted within our heart properly, otherwise we also can turn to be one more type of poundrekha. Because, you know, even I can enjoy, this is that little bit. So, this is Prabhupada was emphasizing all the time. Prabhupada was emphasizing all the time, because even when I it's my experience, I say, there was some very good temple in Mumbai, Matunga. When I used to go to the college, there's a Ram temple. There was a Ram temple. I used to visit Sri Ram Mandir there. Recently I had been there, and there's so many deities increased. The Sri Ram temple has become a shopping center. You can get any type of deities. You go there, you want Saraswati, you want so many things, you know. So many demigods. So, because people don't keep up that, it is like spiritual shopping centers. Srila Prabhupada, whatever he has given, it was something unique and very, very accurate. And that is what we have to remember. See, the shloka always Prabhupada used to quote, Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarvaloka maheshwara suradam sarvabhutanam shanti mam ruchyat. If you wanted peace, you have to consider this. Krishna is the enjoyer. And he is supreme enjoyer. He is the creator. He is the supreme for all, even greater than all demigods. Devon ka deva. Supreme Lord. And he is there within the heart of each and every living being as a well-wisher. Nobody is greater well-wisher than Supreme Lord. These are the basic things. Suradam sarvabhutana. He's the greatest well-wisher. How can even a mother can take care of little for the child, but he's taking more than 1,000 mothers care. So well-wisher. He's giving all the symptoms, signals, all the time. But this particular principle which is given in Bhagavad Gita, that faith which is needed for us, for that purpose, even Srila Prabhupada was saying, at least you should have theoretical faith at least. Then when you do practical, it will automatically you will gain that. Theoretical faith. Actually, one way I wanted to note down, express that. See, here, we normally consider the Nastikvadi, atheistic. And when we ask anyone who is Nastik, one who is not believing God, he is Nastik. Right? Normal it is. When he is believing God, he is Astik. He is God conscious. He is godly. There was a question from Prabhupada. Somebody, God, Prabhupada was saying, what is the difference between God conscious and atheistic person? What is the difference? Actually, Srila Prabhupada has gone very deeper in the subject. So, Acharya gives a very perfect answer in that. You know, you all must have been known about it, but still I wanted to enlighten that subject. Prabhupada said, the difference for the atheist person, he thinks everything is mine. I am the lord of all this particular place. I am the king, I am the leader. I am everything, and everything belongs to me. Everything belongs to me. Everything is mine. This is atheistic temperament. And Prabhupada says, the godly person is he, they think everything belongs to God, 100%. This is God's property, this is God's body, it's God's children, God's house. Now we have to judge ourselves, how much percentage of atheist is involved in our day-to-day business. It's too much, right? A person claims this is mine, you will be an atheist. Because you have to take birth again, Prabhupada says. You have to take birth again, because you are not totally surrendered. You have to take birth again. And that's why, as soon as you say it's God's, then you become godly. Now we have to analyze it. Earlier even I thought, person who is not believing God is atheist, and we are godly people. But here, you understand, the Acharya's conscious only we can understand. When you think it's your property, even property, my country, people say my country. Hey, Prabhupada is saying that the sky and the sea and all this ocean and all this creation is done by, and you came empty-handed. When you came empty-handed from the womb of your mother, you have nothing you brought. Then how can you claim it is yours? And you'll go also empty-handed. Actually, Acharya is awakening us, actually. And best part, Prabhupada always says, after we got this human form of the life, the best part, best gift Lord has given us, the Suradam Sarvabhutana. And He has given us, He is a well-wisher, He has given us such a dormant love for Krishna. The dormant love He has given to us is there for everyone, all children of God. No monopoly. You have to awaken it. Awakening how? Shravana Kirtana. Very simple way. Unless you are not awakening it, it will become remain as dormant. Actually, nowadays that the banking thing also, they have given the name. Suppose you are not operating the account, they said your account is gone on dormant. Supta avastha mein chalega. Suspended. And I said, that's a dormant. The same word is Prabhupada used to, dormant love. So you have to operate it in a different process. You have to you submit so many things. So this dormant love, whatever is there within our heart, only human can understand it. A human can understand it and human can awaken this. Nobody else. Awakening process is the same. Awakening process, same Lord Chaitanya Mahakrishna, who has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He gave this. Chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Somebody may ask, why it is mine? How can I say it is not mine? How Srila Prabhupada said, how any Vaishnava can speak like that? Prabhupada said, it is nothing but it is an ignorance. Actually, I am claiming others' property, it is an ignorance. This totally belongs to Krishna. If you got part of it also, it is an atheistic. This totally belongs to Krishna. Even your body belongs to Krishna. Your children belongs to Krishna. Whatever, even all your memory, all your bank balance, everything belongs to Krishna. Ishavasam idam sarva. This you forget. So you should have very deep-rooted conscious. That deep-rooted conscious about Krishna. That will make us, put us in the right track, right angle, right thing. That's why anybody gets birth in Bharat Bhumi, they are all devotees. But Prabhupada says, you should become a pure devotee. I wanted you, intellectual class. A person is very nicely built, but his brain is not working. What is the use of such person? We wanted the highly intellectual class. I wanted to develop the intellectual class. intellectual class is he who is taking shelter of Krishna. He can awaken the dormant love. When that awakens the dormant love, his life is perfect because kritarth ho gaya. He perfected his life. And actually, one of the shloka also I could see that it was in Bhagavad Gita chapter 12, 13, 14. In that, that shloka gives a very very important message for this particular reference. Advaishta sarvabhutana nirmamo nirahankara samadukha sukakshami. Advaishta sarvabhutana maitre karuna evacha nirmamo nirahankara samadukha sukakshami. And next is santushta satatam yogi yatatma drudha nishchaya mai arpita manobuddhir yamad bhakta samopriya. It has given a very important point. Prabhupada says the Krishna conscious movement means how to become dear to Krishna. How to become dear to Krishna. We have so many dear things, but here once he comes to Krishna consciousness, he will see how to become dear to Krishna and how Krishna will love me. Krishna is seed-giving father. So, one who is actually a devotee, Krishna says, he wants to be very dear to me. His qualification must be Advaishta Sarvabhutana. Very important qualification. He must be non-envious to all living entity. Not only non-envious, but also he should be equally kind enough to everyone. It's a very tough job because everywhere we go, some anything will be there. I like him, I don't like him. That's why these are the particular shloka. This is the particular shloka when a person comes out of this material condition. We can see that. That is, then he becomes Pandita Samadarshana. He's not just a show. Because we are possessing the body, but we are not the body. We are the spirit soul. Soul is very pure. Because this particular thing, even in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, you are not the body, you are the spirit soul. You have to drill it. It's not easy. It's very, very difficult. After fighting so many things, then we understand, my God, I am the spirit soul. Very difficult way we understand that. And that soul should be purified. Spirit soul is a part and parcel of Krishna. It should be purified. All the time it should be purified. And then the suffering on account of different disease actually. If we are suffering because of different disease. The main disease is we got envious nature. That's why in 11th chapter, 9th chapter, Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam Pavitram Idam Uttama. Krishna gives a secret. It's king of all knowledge. And it's so powerful, this so pure. And it's very confidential knowledge. Krishna gives this confidential knowledge. Srila Prabhupada says, one who takes Bhagavad Gita is not just armchair reading. It's a very serious thing. And you may be having lots of knowledge, Bhagavad Gita knowledge. Knowledge is not less, but application. How much you are applying yourself. The spirit soul, we normally forget that. That's why in Bhagavatam, Yashyatmika Buddhi Kunapyati Dhatuke. Because anyone who's got this conception that I am this body, you know what is the way he has said? This is the bag of bones and flesh, some balls, big bag. Savayeva Gokara. He's like Pashu, asses and cows. So this is always, Prabhupada knows, quotes most of the places. But when we day to day life, normally it's very easy thing to forget us. Very easy thing. And even Prabhupada says forgetting a pure devotional service or taking mercy from Krishna, the best thing Prabhupada is saying, my Guru Maharaj said,
that you don't try to see God. Try to understand God and just work such a way that God should see you. Follow the instruction. Because we are so conditioned. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. This is Krishna conscious movement. You have to change the conscious, that's all. Every conscious, everyone has got the conscious. You have to change the conscious. Being a man, you have to become mankind. And you should have only interest of understanding God, understanding Krishna. If you are having any other interest, you are not a mankind. Prabhupada, you are like a dog kind, animal kind. You have only, you speak about only on Krishna. That's what our when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to, then Raghunath Das Goswami comes to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he asks a question through Swarup Damodar Prabhu. He said, what is the symptom of a good devotee? How you have to live? The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Swarup Damodar, you could have also answered, but still, since you have come over here, I'll speak. Gramya katana kahibe, gramya katana sunibe. If anything is not connected to the Lord, that is gramya kata. Sunna bhi nahi, kahna bhi nahi. Balana paribe, balana kaibe. Don't wear the very rich clothes and don't have very rich prasadam. Of course, feast and all, it's okay. Festival. Festival, you should have good prasad. But not all the time. This is instruction given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami. So you can't imitate. But this we can follow. Not to hear the gramya katha, which is not connected to Krishna. No. Because the time is very short. Span of life is very short. Because anything, we are answerable. Sometimes some people are asking, do you know what he said about you? He, amongst devotees also. That time you have to answer only one thing. Is it going to progress the person who spoke in his Krishna conscious life? No. Is it going to progress by hearing in your life? No. Is it going to progress in my Krishna consciousness? No. Then stop it there only. We are just putting some dirt and poison, anti-rust for Krishna consciousness. It's the rust, dust. You have to get out of that. So, this is particularly criminal. You are speaking something, it's a criminal. One of the places, because we feel very happy, somebody is glorifying the person. And here even it is said, it is Madhvacharyaji said, you can't offend anyone, any criticism to the devotees. Yes, this offense. But one more thing, suppose somebody is appreciating you, and you are accepting that is also greatest offense. Yeah, this person could understand my knack and my knowledge. Nobody understood. He is a very good person. Even that is an offense. Yeah. People should be there. Somebody who has to give some criticism, you should accept it. Accept it very, very in pleasuring way, pleasurefully. Not that with the angry mood and all. It's very difficult because we got the same coating of human form, you know, that condition. So, this Devi Esha Gunamai Mamamai Durata. Because this Tritapa, Adi Bhautika, Adhyatmika, Adi Daivika, it is going to make us to suffer. However, the best we are. One of the plays, one person was asking, Srila Prabhupada, I am quite moral. I am very truthful. And I have not done any harm to anyone. And is it necessary
I should take this bhakti process. I am not harming anyone. I am a very good person. Quite moral. Swamiji, is it necessary? I have to worship God? Sri Prabhupada gives wonderful answer. See, my reply, Prabhupada said, anyone who is not God conscious or Krishna conscious, he cannot be good at all. He cannot be moral. It is not possible. It's a temporary platform. It cannot be good. Because the maintaining the goodness is only by the power of mercy of Krishna. And he said, Prabhupada again says, I am not manufacturing this. This is the statement Srimad Bhagavatam. Haro abhaktav sakuto mahatguna mano rate sanatsti davato bahi. That is Srimad Bhagavatam 5.18.12. So take for example that in our country, he gives an example. That is, you know who? Bapu, Mahatma Gandhi. Prabhupada said, he was considered to be a very good man. Of course, he was a very good man. They may be good, but they are not ultimate good. They are not ultimate good. The ultimate good is Krishna consciousness. That is good for you and good for all. That is Krishna consciousness. And further Prabhupada says, anyone who is Krishna conscious is good in this in this sense, because he is having a transcendental position. And whatever he speaks, because he speaks about Krishna, therefore speaking is not adulterated. That's what again the thing comes. Gramya katana kahive, gramya katana sunive. He is getting himself adulterated. He is putting that filtered things, the nice filtered water, he is putting that dirt. After chanting the holy name again, we will have one round gramya katha. We are getting all, losing all the purity. So we have to be most careful. So one very good thing Prabhupada is saying. So this position, as soon as you take principle of your life, I just simply engage Krishna's service or God's service. I shall talk about Krishna. I shall work for Krishna. I shall write for Krishna. I shall read for Krishna. I shall work for Krishna. I shall everything for Krishna. That is the transcendental position beyond goodness. Better than goodness. So, one can situate it in position immediately by surrendering Krishna. Prabhupada says, yes, I am taking my position, I will surrender to you. And it's a person who says, I am so good, very nice, what is the use? I am so moral. Sometimes even amongst devotees we say, these karmis are much better. and the arguments comes, people speak, karmis are much better than you, all devotees. But they can't be absolute better. They can't be, you know, fully better. That is not the good. The devotees are above goodness. That is a particular thing. So, we have to see that what conscious we have to understand Bhagavad Gita. That is very nicely Prabhupada has given, because that is the thing. How can you understand Bhagavad Gita? Very Prabhupada's words. Bhagavad Gita should be taken up as a spirit of devotion, and one should not think that he is equal to Krishna. This is Paundrika propensity. Nor is this thing that Krishna is an ordinary personality, or even very great personality. So Lord Sri Krishna, Supreme Personality of God, at least theoretically, Prabhupada says, you should totally have the faith on this statement of Bhagavad Gita. And ultimately, try, goes on trying by your purifying process of chanting the holy name, you'll attain that perfect result. We should therefore theoretically accept Sri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead with the submissive spirit. These words are very special, and we can understand Bhagavad Gita. Even sometimes, whenever there's classes and all, we say, oh, that person has a very good class. He gives a very good class, very good kirtan. Other, no, he's a new person, not much. And really speaking, he speaks from Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. And he speaks whatever is given in that. He has not to add anything. If you try to add something here, as Prabhupada said, we are contaminating that. Speak the way it is. You want to give. You want to give this Krishna consciousness. No need of just doing some your own type of themes to adopt. No. One person in our bank, Canara Bank, he said one day, he was a manager, senior manager. Oh, you are from Krishna, Hare Krishna? I said, yes. So I wanted your help. I said, what is that help? Because I started writing Bhagavad Gita, I wanted your help. I said, don't do that mistake. Now you have to learn Bhagavad Gita and you have to use it for your life. Don't try to write Bhagavad Gita. It is quite offensive. Lord has given everything. You don't come to that trap, I said. Is it? I thought I can write down my name, after writing so and so. I said, no. No need. Then, good, that person stopped writing. So this is the way, you also write this, you write this. Very, jolly good mood, people say. He has finished Bhagavad Gita, so many things. He got his own purport. So don't come to that. Even one of the class, some people are asking me, it was in Udupi, hey, what is this? You only speak about Krishna? We don't like this. I said, I was also the same like you. But I used to go for every day, my God's place. But by the mercy of the Supreme Lord Krishna, we could get Srila Prabhupada and our parampara. And that shown us the human span of life is very short. So, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All 33 crores of demigods, they are under Krishna. If you take worship, you worship Krishna, all 33 crores of demigods will be happy. Just put water to the root of the tree. That is enough. After hearing this, I stopped doing all those things. Oh, is it like that? So the people think only Krishna. They only speak about Krishna. Because they do not know exactly their proper path, the people are not knowing. And only a thing, we have to go and explain them. And this is what preaching is needed. You have to explain them. And one of the places I was in, that was in Belgaum, I was giving 6-day Bhagavad Gita class, and it was in Canada. So there was Baila Hongala, one place is there. Those people are much, that way more cultured, all mostly educated people. They have all the facilities. They got a bungalow and retired most of the advocates, judges, doctors. They have their doctor's colony, advocate's colony. There are so many. Nice car and all. They have come for Bhagavad Gita, that is dharmic set of spiritual enjoyment. They have come. The first day I was speaking, this place is miserable place, Dukkalayam Nasashwata. They are the and those people said after the question they said, see, whatever you said, we don't agree. This place is not that Dukkalayam. It is little misery is there, but that not so much as you say. You are exaggerating. I said, I am not exaggerating. It is given in Bhagavad Gita. So you come for the other classes, it will be all nullified, I say. But that's true, but we are happy. We are not in miserable condition. So it's what I wanted to tell you, because the root is so strong. Because after certain age, have certain highly qualified person, you should have some good bungalow with car, and just hear some spiritual things, and your life is perfect. It's not that. So it's most practical. They don't like, even Prabhupada says the people when you say you are the body, you are not the body, you are the spiritual, people, 99% people don't like it. What is this philosophy? We'll find out some other philosophy which is more sober and very easy to go like. Prabhupada always says 99.9 people, they don't like that. How can this? We are of course a body. Can you say I got my everything, my bank balance, my card and my education? How can this person say something? One who goes very deeper, really sincere, he will achieve that. Unless one reaches Bhagavad Gita in a submissive spirit. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives Trinadapi Sunischena Tarorapi Saishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Even a Kirtaniya Sadahari, unless we become very submissive, it is just a thing like one of the plays, even chanting, if it is not proper, one of the plays it is said, the house, somebody is expired there, but there are no people to cry for that, because they are hiring people for crying, you know. There is a group. They come, they will have nice meal and then start crying. So this is the person who is not having the sincere thing to take shelter of Krishna, is not having that full depth about it. He is just like the same cry. There is no bhava. Because he has come for, that is their business. Somebody is dead, you come. Like, you know, band people are going, the people with the instrument, they go. And some people are calling us also, Hare Krishna people. They are good. At the time of death, they are nourishing that soul. Call Hare Krishna people also. We are also become part of that. So this is exactly, he said, this is not that. Because Krishna is bhavagrahi. In what conscious you are crying? What conscious? Ours is a crying moment. Chanting the holy name is a crying moment. And by that crying only, we get that particular result, path of perfection. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. You have to be humbler than blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige. I should give up all your sanman, man. Give all respect to others. Never expect any respect. On that state only you can constantly chant the holy name. Constantly chant the holy name. Otherwise it won't allow only. It won't allow. Because one of the cases is that if proper Krishna consciousness, if you are not taken, one of the Swamiji is giving reference, if you are not taken very seriously this Krishna consciousness, you are driving a beautiful car, Mercedes or BMW, but there is no brake only. And definitely there will be an accident. So without a brake, you are driving a car, vehicle. And Krishna consciousness, it puts you all in perfect order. Once you take Krishna's holy name, it puts you in perfect order. Kritartoga. As every quality you achieved. Whatever you are supposed to achieve in human form of life, you achieve by taking Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, as show up, which is going on. So we have to pray for that. Even theoretically, plus practically. Jnana vijnana sahitam. Taking all the notes, all the things, all the books, we can give. Jnana is there, lots of jnana. One person was telling Prabhupada, I have by-hearted all Bhagavad Gita. Nothing left now. Prabhupada said, are you living as per single sloka of Bhagavad Gita? That is important. Jnana vijnana sahitam. Practical. Theoretical is okay. Even medical exam. Theory person does, when the practical a person has to do some surgery, that time we'll understand. Practical. Ours is practical. Application. We do application. We heard so many things, but application is most important. Finally, the what is the central point of Bhagavad Gita? Srila Prabhupada is giving. People generally, especially in Kali Yuga, they wanted to take the external energy of Krishna, like Poundraka. Wrong thinking that advancement in material comforts for every man, that will make him happy. That is not. They have no knowledge about material external nature. It's very strong. Everyone strongly bound to stringent laws of material nature. They wanted to come back. They wanted to come back. It's like a same car without brake. Apparently there will be an accident. You have to stop it. Right place you should stop it. Living entity is part and parcel of God. And thus, natural function is to render immediate service to Lord. If you delay it, finish. Take it just now. That's why Sarvadharmam parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja. When Prabhupada said, not later, take just now. Just now you commit. Just now you pray that, Lord, I am yours. Samsiddhir Hari Toshana, I want to do the job which is pleasing you, Lord. Just say that. And day by day, by purifying your heart, by chanting the holy name, that Krishna will arrange everything. The degree of your sincerity, you will arrange. Just say, just now. Don't wait. Prabhupada said, it is not for poor person or rich person. Every living entity, every human being can do it. Person says, I am poor. The Krishna has given you a solution. Patram pushpam phalam toyam. Bring a leaf. Bring some flower. Bring some water. Some fruit. No halwa puri needed. Offer it. Sincerely, Krishna is taking. You can't say. That's why it is said, Sarvopadi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmana. Rishikena rishikesha sevana bhaktivutta. That's all. Designation should be removed. You have to make yourself, what is your job actually? Instead of, what is happening is, the illusion is so much tries to happy, serving our own personal sense gratification. Even in the colleges and all. You should take higher studies. Go for MBA, not here, go abroad. Get still further studies. Get PhD. And go for begging a job. Then finally, have highest sense enjoyment. Top branded things. This is not the goal of life. You don't know. I know. This is the branded things. More sense enjoyment. That's why when Prabhupada was there in the United States, he was crying, tears. He was worried. These people have gone so deep. Like Prahlad Maharaj is telling his father, deep dark well, who can bring them back? They have gone so deep in that material enjoyment. It's very difficult to bring them back. So Tompkinson Square, Srila Prabhupada sat and just started. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The change will be there, that conscience will change. Up to that we are thinking, let's enjoy our senses. Then once soon as you take Krishna's shelter, instead of satisfying personal material senses, he has to satisfy the senses of Lord. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevana. The senses are offered to the Lord, Rishikesha. And that is the highest perfection of life. The Lord wants this. He demands it. One has to understand the central point of Bhagavad Gita. Our Krishna conscious movement is teaching whole world this central point. You have conscious, but make it Krishna conscious. Bring Krishna in center. Very good example. But simple example. You all heard it. Whatever I spoke, you all heard it. But the same things to be repeated. same Bhagavad Gita we have to read, same Mahamantra we have to do, same examples also. See, this last concluding example. Prabhupada is saying, you have so many things, you got it. You have nice bungalow, you are married, zero, zero, second zero, good bank balance, nice share certificates, so many things, this, that, 1-0, 2-0, 3-0, 4-0, all zeros. Some property, so many things. And you have 1,000 zeros. What is the value of 1,000 zeros? You have to just put one there. That is Krishna. Left hand side. And all zeros will have value. Connect Krishna. That's all. Nothing you have to do. If you remove that one, it remains zero. And you will be attacked by Maya. Attacked by Maya. Nobody else will come. Our own people will attack you. Because you gave up. You lost Krishna. When Prahlad Maharaj, his own father is attacked him. Hiranyakashipu. Not some outsider. Our own people will attack. Because anything can possible. So Krishna conscious, even this Bhagavad Gita is more scientific. And Krishna, in literary incarnation, he gives all the solutions. And if you are, in any case, suppose you are happy or misery, this is the will of the Lord. And you have to give up this. Whatever the condition we are having, wealth, body, everything is to be given. And there is no any time. I'll give you one example and I'll complete it. When I started my care in Krishna consciousness, I asked one question. With His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Said, that time I was around 35 years old. I said, I understood, Maharaj, that at the time of departure, we have to take Krishna's holy name. Yeah, now we are young. We are in city of Bombay. We wanted to enjoy some life. And we'll take, when we become older, we'll take this. Very seriously we'll take it. We may stay in temple only for the crash course. Is it not good idea, Maharaj? Taking it later, now enjoying the life. Maharaj said, very good idea. Very good idea. Then he said, you have birth date. Have you got death date? I said, no, Maharaj. Said, then take it immediately. Don't take that risk. Take it immediately. If I had 95 years, my birth certificate, 95 years I live. At the age of 80, I can enter to Radha Gopinath. 15 years crash course, Mahamantra, over. Living, staying, eating, everything here. You are always helpless. Take it just now. This is, Krishna has invited you. Take it. Never take risk. This is the precarious condition. Otherwise, all these brahmachari would have been arranged, you know. So many years to so many years, that college. Then so many years, so many years, Radha Gopinath college. They're always helpless. This is the particular thing. This we have to understand. So we are very, very fortunate. So I please pray that whatever I spoke, bless me so that I should practically use it. Jnana vijnana saitam. Please pray for that. And thank you very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.